Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Elder John?
Hello?
Elder John?
You're having something wrong with the phone. I'm going to call.
Okay, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
The sound
okay,
is on the line. I can hear y'all.
Okay. We're going to turn the mic on over to you, amen. And I would like to ask you to add a prayer before we even get started, because it looks like the enemy is attempting to prevent this from being successful. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hello.
We turn everything over to you.
Okay. We'll pray in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God, for this word on today, God. We pray, God, this word to be a life-changing word, God. We plead the blood over this radio station right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask, God, that you begin to have your way in this,
yes,
in this Bible lesson on today, God. Lord, you,
yes,
speak a word in this on the radio air today, God, that it begins to fall on ears on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray once again to begin to have your way, God. We come against anything that's not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. We thank God for another time to come together and fellowship with Word on tonight and have dialogue with each other. As you know, this is a interacting Bible study. So whenever you want to interject or have any questions or piggyback of what I say, I'm open to it. I don't mind if you need to interject. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we're going to move forward because of time, and we're going to go to the book of Genesis, the 50th chapter, verses 17 to 21. Now, I hope you have your Bibles with you tonight, because there's some other scriptures that we're going to be looking at as well. Amen. So if you have your Bibles once again, hopefully you do tonight. Genesis, the 50th chapter, verses 17 to 21. And it reads as follows. Thus you should say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now, please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. The 20th verse, and this is what I'm going to deal with tonight. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people's lives. The 21st verse. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. And the word of God is blessed. My subject, my theme tonight that we're going to talk about is God turned it for my good. Amen. God turned it for my good. Can you just, wherever you are, clap those hands and give God praise? Amen. Wherever you are, begin to clap those hands and give God praise for this word that's coming forth tonight. Amen. I always say, when I come on this radio, I'm always excited about the word, and I'm excited about what you guys have to say on tonight. So once again, just begin to interject, and we're going to do this together. Amen?
Amen.
Because this is a divine word from God. Amen. And so we're going to move forward, and I pose a question tonight, and the question is, have any of you been in a place where things or situations went wrong in the beginning? In other words, something's gone wrong in the beginning, and you begin to question and say, what is this? Or what's going on, guys? Or why? Why is this happening? in the beginning of a situation. But we know God, and knowing who God is in our life, at the end of the thing or the end of the situation, you know that God is going to turn it around for your good. Amen. The Bible says,
amen,
what the devil meant for evil, God make it for your good. And so tonight, this is the basis of what we want to talk about on tonight. Amen. So,
amen,
let us look at the story of Joseph. And you can find this in the book of Genesis, the 37 chapters. Here, I'm just going to give you a brief history about Joseph's life because of time. But I encourage you to read his story because we deal with this story in our families, we deal with this in our church, and we deal it everyday life. Amen. And so here we find that Joseph was loved by his father Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And I'm going to stop here and tell you why Jacob's name was changed to Israel. It was because he wrestled with the angel. In other words, he was demanding a blessing from God. He was not going to let this angel go until God blessed him. Has anybody ever been there that you ain't going to let God go until God bless you? Amen?
Amen.
You're going to praise him. You're going to worship. You're going to be in his word. You're going to study his word. You're going to be so connected to God that you want God to bless you and bless your situation. So this is what Jacob did. And by him doing that, his name changed to Israel. And his name means he who prevails with God. And you can find this in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, verses 26 and 28. You know, you can read this in your leisure time. Amen. And so as we go on the story, go on with the story, it says that Jacob loved Joseph so much because he had him at an old age. If you know the story, Jacob was old at that time. And he was old. And so when Joseph came, he cherished him more than the other children. And when I looked at that, I realized that Jacob was at the end of childbearing age. Amen? And he was older. So when someone has a baby at an old age, most of the time they really hold on to that baby. They usually cherish that baby a little bit more. It's like a wonderful blessing to have a baby at an old age. So when I looked at that and said that, I realized how much he loved Joseph. Amen? And so
Amen.
The Bible goes on to say that he gave Joseph a tunic with many colors. And a tunic is a coat that had many colors. And for him to give that to Joseph, he had really loved Joseph, and he really favored Joseph. Amen. Are you with me so far? Any questions?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the story goes on to say that Joseph was gifted. He was a gifted man. He was a dreamer, and he was able to interpret dreams. And the Bible says he told them one dream. He told them that all of them, his brothers and his mom and dad, will bow down to him. They will worship him. Amen. And before I go any further, I want to just deal with the two things here. Two things we're dealing here in the scripture is that Joseph was favored by his natural father and his heavenly father. This is what I was getting out of my story. And the first thing, his natural father favored him so that he loved him. And it's nothing like having the love of your father. Do I have a witness out there?
Amen.
You know,
amen.
As a young child, my father loved me to the utmost, and I cherish that love that he gave me and showed to me in that compassion that he had for me. And it strengthened me. It helped me to be the woman who I am today. And so what I'm saying to you tonight is that natural love that Jacob had for his son was awesome, was wonderful. Amen. And that meant a lot, and I said a lot to Joseph. The second thing was he gave him a gift, which I talked about earlier, which was a tunic with many colors, which is a coat of many colors. And that was a special coat to receive from Jacob, his dad. Amen. And once again, the love that Jacob had for Joseph, that was very important. Any questions before I move forward? You could always interject.
Amen.
And so the second thing that I want to talk about is favored by his heavenly father. And that was the gift he had. God gave him the gift to dream. And on top of that, to be interpret your dream. And that is another favor from God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was able to dream and interpret every dream that God has given unto him. And so his half-brothers hated him even more than that. Even they hated him the most, and they plotted to kill him. I want to stop here and tell you that if you know the story about Leah and Rachel, because I'm going to tell you how they became half-brothers to Joseph. So if you know the story about Leah and Rachel were sisters, and Jacob loved Rachel more than anything because she was prettier than Leah. And you know the father, Laban, he told Jacob that he had to work 7 years for Rachel. And so in the custom of the Jewish custom, they didn't have marriage ceremonies like we have today. What happened was in that day where when you met your wife, you met her when you was about to lay with her. Are you with me? Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
So in the Jewish custom, mm-hmm. once again, you was not, no regular ceremony like we have. We stand up before the priest. It wasn't like that. You met your wife when you lay at night with her. And so Jacob went to lay with his wife, with him thinking that was Rachel. But he found out that was Leah. And Jacob got very mad with the father-in-law and said, "You deceived me." It's like a paraphrase. What happened? I thought we had a deal, and you deceived me. And this is what Jacob was saying to his father-in-law. But you know what? Jacob just kind of deserved it anyway, because if you know the story how he deceived Esau with his mother.
Right.
Amen? You know, so he got it back to him, in other words. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And so the custom was that you must marry the older daughter before you can marry the younger daughter. So that was the custom back then. And so since that was the case, God closed up Rachel's womb for a period of time. And Jacob slept with Leah, and Leah had the children for a minute. And this is how the half-brothers came for Joseph. Amen. Any questions? I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Any questions? We're going somewhere, y'all. We're going somewhere. I just had to give you a little history of what's going on. Amen. And you can always refer back to what I'm saying by the scriptures that I've given you. Amen. And so these were Joseph's half-brothers. And so the Bible goes on to say that they hated him so much. That they hated him so much that they wanted to, they plotted to kill him and leave him in the pit. And also when I looked at this, you know, you can't help who you are in God.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you're going to have a lot of haters because you're anointed, you look good, you're favored by God.
Amen.
You know, God blesses you so wonderfully, and you're going to have haters. But you know what? You got to move forward in God and do what God says, even though you got haters on the sideline. Glad I have any witness out there.
Amen.
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 You know what? I can remember a time a prophet told me, he said, you can't help how God has designed you and gifted you. You know, he came out and told me that in one of these services that I was at. And he had told the church, he said, he told the church to point your hands to her and begin to pray because haters are coming her way. Because of who she is and who she is in God. And he just encouraged me, you know, to continue to go forth in God. Because, see, people are going to talk about you. They're going to scandalize your name. They're going to put you out there on Facebook and Twitter and say all kinds of things to you. But you know what? You got to still do what God say. Any questions before I move forward?
Amen.
Amen. So like I said, you can't be, you know, you're anointed, you're gifted, you're favored by God. You know, keep it moving. I also realize that, you know, if somebody is talking about you, you are a VIP in their life. Very important person in their life.
Amen.
Amen. You must be very important for that person to sit there and gossip and say stuff about you. You are on their mind like 24/7. Amen. And so there's no need for you to get discouraged if somebody is talking about you or saying anything that is, first of all, is not true. Amen. Any questions?
Yeah.
Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say that they see Joseph coming. I'm still in chapter 37, Genesis 37. They see Joseph coming, and they say, here comes the dreamer, making fun of him. Like I stated before, you don't worry about what people say about you. Don't worry about what comes out of their mouth, but continue to do what God has called you to do. And so they begin to say stuff about him, say that here comes the dreamer making fun of him. And here now they begin to plot to kill him and put him in a pit. And isn't that something? How people try to kill you with your character, kill you about who you are,
mm-hmm.
try to kill your dream, and then try to put you in a pit. In a dry place. See, when they put Joseph in this pit, it was dry. He didn't have nothing to drink. Scripture says it. He was in the pit. They even ate. They had dinner. They were sitting eating while Joseph was in the pit with nothing, no water, nothing to eat. I can imagine him being in a dark place saying, what is my brothers doing to me? Why am I in this pit? Why did they do this? What did I do wrong? I can imagine those things going through Joseph's mind. And I can imagine sometimes that goes through your mind when you feel like you're sitting in a pit, there's no light, there's just darkness. You can't see your way through your pit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mountains on both sides. You look to the left, you look to the right, there's a mountain. Anybody can interject. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any questions as I move forward? Now I need you to talk back to me. Amen.
Mic's open. Mic's, all the mics
Amen.
Open.
And so you find yourself, they plotting to kill him, the scripture says. And they put him in a pit. And so the Bible goes on to say, his older brother, Reuben, he stepped up and told them not to kill him. Keep him alive. And when I looked at that scripture, I began to think about, you know, Reuben might have seen something in Joseph. He's seen his anointing. He's seen his favor. He's seen his gift. He's seen the love that Jacob had for Joseph so much that he said, don't kill him. Because you know what? He didn't want the blood on his hand anyhow. Amen. Because when you start talking about people and putting people in the pit, don't you know the blood is on your hands? Because it came out of your mouth. You spoke it out of your spirit. So it's important that you watch yourself, who you watch what you say. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Because it falls on your hands. The blood falls on your hands. And Reuben didn't want that on his hands. It's in scripture. He didn't want the blood on his hands. So he said, let him live. He tried to save Joseph, knowing who he is and who he was in Christ. Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say that Joseph was sold to the Ishmaelites, and they took him to Egypt. Amen. Nothing like God. See, God seen him in that pit. This is how I look at it. God seen him in the pit. They seen what the brothers did to him. God sent a man, the Ishmaelites, by. Because the scripture said the Ishmaelites were walking by. And they told him, and they sold him to the Ishmaelites, Joseph. And it's not like God, how he could just come and bring us out of situations. Amen. Take us out of our pit. Amen. Stop people from talking about us. That's the God that we serve. An awesome God we serve. Amen.
Well,
any questions?
Well, you know, whenever you're going through a situation, you don't know the outcome. You just know you're going through. So the best thing to do is to pray. Do you hear me? Can y'all
yes.
hear me? The
Amen.
Best
we
thing
can hear
to
you.
Do is to pray and pray that God go through the situation with you, because those that are persecuting you, they don't know your destiny, and those and the situation that you're going through, you don't know what you're going to come, how you're going to come out on the other side. So the best thing to do while you're in that desert situation is to pray that God go with you and just go through that situation, because you don't know where he's trying to drive you to. And a lot of times we tend to turn back because the situation can be to a point where we don't understand and we forget that God is with us, and you got to go through that situation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so the scripture says once again that they sold him to Ishmaelites, and they took him to Egypt. And so when I looked at this particular story, the human side, the physical side of me was saddened. I began to say to myself, to God as well, and said, why would the brothers do this evil act towards him? This is brothers. This is family. Why would they do something like this to him? But the Holy Ghost said to me, it's not just a sad story, but he said this is elevation. This is an upgrade. In other words, when somebody starts talking about you, start trying to kill you, start trying to put you in a pit, you got to look at it as this is elevation time. God is about to upgrade me. God is about to take me to another level. Amen.
Amen.
You can't just see it as, okay, they did me wrong and this is it. No, something good is going to happen after this story, or something good is going to happen after the situation has been in my life. Amen. I don't believe God is just going to allow it to happen. Some elevation is going to come after this. Amen. After all that you've been through, after all that the trials and tribulations that you've gone through, I'm going to be on the winning side. Amen. Because I believe God is not going to let us stay there. The Bible says that we go through situations. We go through our trials and tribulations. We don't stay there.
But
when you're going through, you got to look at the end. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through this.
Well, sister,
no matter what it looks like, I'm going to make it through this. No matter how much they scandalize my name, I'm going to make it through.
But,
we have to remember that. I was just writing as you were speaking, and I know the saying that folks say, the favor's not fair. And usually when we think of favor not being fair, we think of the benefits of the unfair, so-called unfair favor, the benefits of being chosen over somebody else or receiving something that maybe you weren't qualified to receive or being elevated where you didn't think or others didn't think you would qualify for it. But the other part of the what may seem unfair to the person who is favored is when you go through the valley like Joseph did, where his coat was taken, and which was a symbol of the favor that his earthly father had for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't be discouraged because the gifts that his heavenly father, as you were saying before, had given him, the gift of being able to interpret dreams, to have dreams and to interpret dreams, and to have favor among men, that he was even favored in his family, and that he had to go out beyond that. So that it's not, so favor may not even seem fair to the person who is favored, you know, until they get to the end. And then they can find out, like Joseph did, that there was a purpose. There was a purpose for going through what he had to go through.
Right.
And you know what else I always think of is that in the story of Joseph, he knew who his brothers were, and he knew what the brothers were capable of, but he didn't have the maturity to keep his mouth shut. You know, instead of bragging and talking about you're going to be my servants and you're going to be my slaves, you know, someone mature would know when it's appropriate, when it's time to talk. And I guess his going through what he went through taught him to be led by the Lord, to understand, yes, he does have favor, yes, he does have gifts, but there's a time when you use it.
Well, he was young. He was 17 at the time, so.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that youth.
He was young.
He
was that youth. Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody was going to say something as well. Amen. Yes?
All the mics open. If you have something to say, all the mics open. Just go ahead and speak. We are an interactive Bible study. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad the Father has truly blessed me and got me through my trials and tribulations. He's been guiding me all the way. I know how Joseph feels. I see those dreams sometimes myself. But I know at the end of the day and at the beginning, he's there. He's there. He's there. Thank you, Jesus. He's there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's always there. That's right. He's always there standing in the gap. He's always there with us, guiding us through the gifts and the favor that he's given upon us. He's there. You're never alone with it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any more? If I move forward. Amen. And so, as I was saying, how I felt about it, and you know, Holy Ghost gave me that was elevation and upgrade for him. Amen. Like Doctor was saying, you know, Joseph would take God was taking Joseph somewhere, and you know, sometimes when we go through, realize that God, it's not just, you're not going through it just for, just to be going through it. You're going for a reason. There's a purpose that you go through. Amen.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? That particular one, because see, you know, the mouth get a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah. And
I see that, I know that. So, like you said, I pray about it, and even with the prayer, I choose now to stay away from it, from the mouths, the different mouths that are around. I try to stay away from it, stay away from them, let them be. Well, like you said, you know, now you say that God has a purpose for you. But like I say, those mouths still be flapping.
Mm-hmm.
And feed into it, you know what can happen. And like I said, I pray about it. But, you know, as far as the purpose, you know, I mean, that's the part I'm not understanding.
Okay. Anybody want to answer? I move forward.
I was reading a daily devotional the other day. It was for June the 14th. Can I share that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the bottom it's talking about worth celebrating. And, you know, God is saying in James 1, is, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. And then down in the middle of the paragraph it says, the blessings of self-control can be learned from dealing with difficult teachers. The blessings of patience can be learned from an illness. And it says, I teach you many things through your problems. I also use them to draw you closer to me. So consider your problems as pure joy, knowing that with me by your side, they can become things worth celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, back to you, sir. You said something about purpose. You don't understand purpose.
Well, like you said, I mean, you know, other than, like you said, I don't, maybe I'm not following you guys to hear on that. I understand that, you know, you go through something, and, you know,
yes,
at the end of that tunnel, there's a light or a blessing waiting for you. But those lips can cause a lot of trouble for people,
yes,
you know, and folk that, you know, folk that I've run across in my life, whether they in the church, outside the church, those lips get to flapping, it gets rough, boy. And like you said, you pray for that, you stay away from it. But as far as the purpose, I mean, you know, I don't mean no harm, but, you know, God let that go on. That part I don't understand. You know, that I just don't understand. And, you know, to each his own. Everybody do what they do. But, you know, that goes on just like everything else. But those loose lips, they can get you in trouble. And like I don't understand why do you think there's a blessing coming through that, or that there's a purpose that God lets you go through that? That's what I'm not understanding.
Anyone want to answer?
He gives you no more than you can bear. Everybody got to go through something. I know that for a fact. And when we do get through it, it's let me rewind that. What I want to say is, every scripture that you read it, and it's in context to what you believe inside yourself, right? I mean, it's for that person, it's for this person, the way they receive it or whatever. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you talking about you don't understand why the purpose of going through it so you could get a blessing, right?
No. I said I was kind of, you know, going off what the elder said, that, you know, what you guys were saying, that there is, you, God has you going through this for a reason. I just don't see the reason, because, you know, sometime, you know, well, I ain't gonna say, you know, sometime when man run that mouth, sometime they get them in trouble. That mouth gets them in a lot of trouble. And, I mean, it could be where they can get beat up, they get killed, anything. And that's why I don't agree with, maybe I'm missing the big picture here, but no.
I think we go through for a reason for testimony to testify, to let somebody else know, okay, I went through this and this is how it came out. You know, we go through for other people. Remember, we are our brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we go through for others. It's not about you. We're just a vessel used by God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going through, you take what you're going through and turn it into a testimony for somebody else, to encourage somebody else. So that's why we go through.
And see, what you have to realize, if you read the books, Mark, Luke, Matthew, Luke, and John, and it tells how Christ was tested. See, we all get tested, and it's how you go through your test is how you come out. See, so Christ is there. So when you are tested, no matter what the test is, verbally, physically, whatever the test is, You need to go through like Christ went through. He quoted scriptures, and that brought him through, because that gets the enemy off you. You know.
Amen.
Do you remember when that girl when the school was under attack, and the guy with the gun came in, and he stopped at the office, and the girl was sitting in there, and she quoted scriptures at the guy and calmed him down.
Mm-hmm.
And
she sure did.
Mm-hmm. See, so you have to be prayed up, and you have to know your word, and you got to know what time to say it. See,
amen.
So
mm-hmm.
that solves all that verbal love. And then once you get people off you, they see your walk. See, mm-hmm. the key is, how are you walking in those situations? How are you walking when you're at work or wherever you're being attacked? If your walk is not right, then you're going to be attacked. And sometimes God will drive you to start learning the word, so that your walk will be strengthened. See, because
mm-hmm.
people watch. If you claim to be a Christian or a part of this walk, people are watching you, and they're going to test you if you're weak. See, so and the Bible says, when I'm weak, God makes me strong. See, so you have to find those scriptures that are going to strengthen you, and you got to remember, Christ is the example. He walked through that Bible, and he leave examples of what to do in what situation. So that's the key. Find those scriptures. You can go back into the back of the book, and it'll show you. You can look up whatever you're going through. You can look it up, and it
mm-hmm.
will show you how to handle your situation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Got to be in your word.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. You understand, sir?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And so as we move on to the story, it says that after he was elevated, upgraded for Joseph, God said to me, I have taken him to the pit, taken him from the pit to the palace. I remember I preached a message on that, and it was a really good message that I preached on. And show me how, you know, God can take you out of a pitiful situation and bring you into a palace position or place in him. Amen. He could take you out of that muck and mire and put you in a beautiful place in him. Amen. The mess that you were in, the stuff that you was in, God could clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
He could clean you up for his glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so here we find to my scripture that I wanted to go to was in Genesis 50, Genesis 50, verses 20.
Okay.
And after Joseph was taken to Egypt, you find here that he was now living in the palace with Pharaoh. And what did Pharaoh do for him? He made him the superintendent of the whole country and over the grain. Now, Joseph is a man now. He's doing big things in Egypt now. God has allowed him and put him in position. He put him in leadership over the whole country and over the grain. See, there was a famine for 7 years in the land. And God knew that, so he allowed Joseph. Joseph was needed to save the lives of the people. That's why he was there as well in Egypt. There was an assignment on Joseph's life. So he had to go through all what his brothers did to him to get to the assignment that God has for him. So what I said tonight, which is my subject, is God turned it for his good.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to kill him. They tried to do everything that they could do to Joseph, but God. And when I look at the word but means that's a turn, a turnaround, a promise, but God. It's like when you're going through something and you said, but God, I know God is going to bring me out of this.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it looks like. If I could be kind of transparent with you, I was in a situation. I was in a marriage for 20 years. And my significant other thought he had me. Did all that he could, that he did to me. Did many things that was evil in the sight of God and towards me. And I looked at that and I said, how could my significant other do that to me? And I've been with him for 20 years. And he ended up did what he did to me. But then I turned it around, and I said, but God, you're going to bring me out? But God, this is elevation. But God, this is an upgrade. And God is taking me to another level in him. I have an opportunity to speak a word to you over the radio.
Yeah.
I have an opportunity to be preaching. I have the opportunity to bless other souls and give them the word of God.
Amen.
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 So
what
I say to that is that, you know, no matter what they say, no matter what the he says, she says, you do what God says because elevation is on the way. I prophesy that to somebody tonight. No matter what you're going through, I hear the Lord said elevation, upgrade. Don't make that situation that you've been through. Don't let it eat you up. Don't allow it to put you in a pit. Don't let it kill you. But know that God can turn it around.
Amen.
And upgrade you
Amen.
To another level in
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
That's a promise from God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And you know God keeps his promises. If he said it is so.
Yes.
Amen.
So my subject, once again, God turned it for your good. You could turn around and say, for your good.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning it around for you right now. As you think it in your mind that you're not worrying about that situation that's bothering you right now, and you're turning it around and saying, God, you're going to turn it for my good. And he's going to do it for you. I guarantee you. So there was purpose. For Joseph, there was a purpose. Now it's to save lives. And he found so much favor in Pharaoh. Because in the Bible, I read deeper into it that, if I'm saying it right, they didn't, like, where Jacob came from, Canaan and Egypt. I'm saying it right. Somebody help me out. They couldn't connect with each other. It was abnormal to be friends. If I'm saying it right. that you know, you know, someone help me out, scholars. I know that in scripture it said that they couldn't be together. It was never heard that they came together. But they came together when Joseph came, when Joseph's brothers and his father came to the came to Egypt. Pharaoh accepted them. Amen.
Amen.
It's in scripture, but if I may not saying it right, but in other words, they wasn't connected together. They wasn't allowed to be together.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. Amen. Amen. Baby.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, once again, God turn it for your good. Any questions?
Mics, all the mics open.
Yes,
all
any questions? Any comments?
Amen.
Amen. This was a really good word, and I hope that it encouraged you.
Yeah.
To know that God will turn your situation around.
Amen.
It encouraged me. You know, in spite of what he went through, you know, he kept on going.
Yes.
And the latter part was that he forgave them. After all that they done to him, he forgave them. And he said, you know, don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't judge you. You know, what you do to me, I can't judge you on that. That's between you and God.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to accept you as my brother, and I'm going to love on you.
Well,
and I
will
still take care of you.
And you know,
I
was going to say also in the story, you have to look at the outcome, the final outcome of that was when they realized that he was Joseph, their brother, and all that they put him through, he didn't get upset with them. He understood that he had to go through to get them to where they are. See, so there was some good in there, and a lot of times we don't understand how God is bringing us through a situation until the outcome, and then we see, oh, okay, I had to go through that to get to where I'm at today. And sometimes the situation it seems overbearing, but you got to remember now, you're serving a loving God, so he's not going to do anything that's going to harm you and while you're going through that situation, but you still have to go through that situation the way he wants you to go through it. So that's why the word is there, because the word will show you how to go through that situation, and that will also strengthen you. And that's what happened with Joseph. He got strengthened in that walk because God was with him. Every situation, every time he was thought he was in a corner, he prayed, and God came through for him. See, so that's the thing we have to look at. We have to have that Joseph spirit to go through that situation like he did. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he spoke kind words to them. He wasn't harsh to them. He loved them in spite of what they did. It's like he had agape love that God has for us, the unconditional love. I know it's hard. I know it's hard when somebody has done you wrong, done evil against you, and you got to love them. It's hard, but it's something that you just got to do. A lot of praying, a lot of communication to God to help you through it. Because that's something I had to do. I had to continue to pray and get that communication with God. After you've been hurt, after you've been done wrong, you got to forgive that person.
Amen.
You have to forgive them. And, yeah, it takes a process, but you have to do it.
Yes.
And the way to do that is to get in God's word, continue to communicate with God to give you the strength. You walk in his strength. You ask, Lord, allow me to walk in your strength to deal with this, that this person did to me.
Amen.
And not hold a grudge about it.
Yes, Lord.
Because it'll mess you up while you holding the grudge. You holding the grudge, and they forgot about it, and they chilling. They going on with their life. You still holding on to this thing, messing your spirit up.
Mm.
For what?
You're a prisoner of your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So that's it for me, Elder. Any questions?
Amen. Amen.
Do you have any comments?
Man, what a mighty word. What a mighty word. Box open. If any comments as we come to a close. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ask for forgiveness for those whom we have injured and to forgive those who have injured us. Forgiveness. Amen. We have to have an humble spirit to be able to forgive those who have harmed us. Amen. And I think that was very, very timely. That's one of the things that prevents us from having a true relationship with God, is being able to forgive those who have injured us. Amen. And that takes a lot.
Amen.
That takes a lot to do that. But as she spoke of with Joseph, just look at the outcome. Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in for this Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings. We're here every Wednesday. You're an interactive Bible study. We do thank you for participating. We just come together just to share the Word of God, just to lift each other up. In these days and these times, we need to encourage each other. So this is just another vehicle just to be able to encourage each other. As my brother spoke earlier, he talked about in terms of the lips. The lips. The tongue is a two-edged sword. We can lift someone up, or we can tear them down. But let me tell you, the word is alive and it is active, as the minister said. Amen? So when we use the word, we can be reminded that it does not come by voice. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to ask you to pray us out of here, Elder, and then we're going to close for this evening. Amen?
Amen. Lord God, we thank you, God, for this word that went forth on today, God. We thank that it's allowed to be a life-changing word, God, that it begins to apply it to their lives on today, God, and realize that, God, that you are turning it for their good. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, God, that you bless every hearer on today that heard this word, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for healing. In the name of Jesus, we ask for deliverance, God, of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we ask, God, it begins to bless this radio, Block Talk Radio, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you begin to enlarge it even more, God, even greater, God, for more hearers to hear what you have to say to the nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you today, God. Bless Elder and his wife on today, God. You strengthen them in every area of their life on today, God. Whatever they're in need of, God, we ask God, that you begin to meet the need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that your word can go forth like never before, in the name of Jesus. So I pray blessings upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they stretch out, God, and do your work, God. I pray blessings upon them, God. Fresh anointing upon their lives on today, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is hope for one like me. face the dawn of each brand new day. Free from all the doubt that grip my past, for I found in trusting Him that every day life starts again. As I look toward the things of life that last, I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is called a vision of a life that's still worthwhile. I can reach out again, far beyond what I have done, like a dream.